Today with Sarah McInerney.
Chief Executive of Fáilte Ireland, Paul Kelly, earlier this morning called for the country to reopen to tourists, saying the impact of COVID-19 on tourism had dwarfed all previous crises. Well, let's have a listen to what he had to say at the Iraq the Special Committee on the COVID-19 response.
Looking to the future, while we are delighted that tourism is beginning to reopen now, the path ahead will be extremely challenging due to a number of factors. Firstly, businesses are now carrying a high level of unplanned debt accumulated over the last 4 months, which will make survival extremely challenging if not addressed. Secondly, revenue will be a lot lower due to a number of factors. The complete absence and slow rebuild of revenue from overseas visitors. The blanket 14-day self-isolation effectively writes off over 70% of the sector's revenue. We simply must find a way to facilitate the reopening for overseas tourism as fast as public health considerations can allow.
Well, for her response to that call, I'm joined now by Dr. Catherine Motherway, intensive care specialist in Limerick University Hospital. Dr. Motherway, good morning and thank you very much for joining me this morning. Can I get your response to this call from Fáilte Ireland to open up as soon as possible?
To be fair to the gentleman, he is doing his job and he is going to essentially, you know, he's trying to actually help the people that work in that industry. But one of the most important things he said in that piece that I just heard was as fast as public health considerations allow. And I think it is really important for us to remember how this started in Ireland. On the 29th of February, we had one case. 14 days later, we had 129 cases. On the 28th of March, we had over 2,000 cases, most of which came to this country via international travel. At that time, we knew very little about this virus. But now we know more. We have better testing. We have better understanding of what works. But we still need to learn more. And countries in Europe are currently reopening for tourism, and they're just doing it now, and we need to see what's going to happen to those countries as they reopen. There are localized outbreaks in countries in Europe now, so there is a worry about reopening too quickly. So, I mean, I entirely understand how we need to get tourism back up and running in Ireland, because, in fairness, it's a huge industry for us and it's a huge way for us to make our living. But public health considerations, if we don't actually take those under consideration, will actually trump the reopening of the tourism industry if we have a second wave. That will just seriously impede our recovery.
What about the 14-day self-isolation period for tourists who are visiting the country, or indeed people who are returning home having gone on holiday? Because Paul Kelly said that that quarantine period effectively closes Ireland to all overseas visitors. How necessary is it, do you think, that quarantine period?
At the moment, I think we should continue with that policy. While the pandemic surges through the world and while numbers are still rising and rising by alarming figures on a daily basis. So at the moment, I think, to be fair, a vast number of our tourists come from the United States. They're probably not travelling at the moment, but if someone were to come to this country from the United States, I think it would be most wise for those people to self-isolate. And I think the problem is the asymptomatic carriage of this disease. I think, in fairness, most human beings will not travel if they're ill at the moment, but they may actually be carrying the virus and not know they have it. So it is very reasonable, I think, for people to self-quarantine for that period of time. But I think it's very difficult for people to do that, particularly if they're on holidays. It's very unlikely anyone's going to pay for the privilege of sitting in a hotel near an airport in one of our major cities for 14 days and sit in their bedroom.
I know you're saying that these measures should be in place while the virus is raging across the world, but there's no end date, is there, Catherine? Or do we have any idea how long all those measures would need to be in place for the industry that is dying, really, the Fáilte Ireland industry, not Fáilte, the tourism industry?
Now, as I've said before to you, sir, I'm not a public health specialist, so no, I don't have any idea. But I do think that international tourism for the period of this year is going to be very, very challenged. But I do also think that, as I've said before publicly, we can learn from other countries. And it is apparent that other countries are now opening up. Greece is opening up to tourism because it's got very low rates. And it'll be very interesting to watch them for a period of time to see what actually happens. When you go to Greece, you're going obviously to visit Greece, or you go to France to visit France, and you're looking at the infection rates. But you're not really going to, you're going to a tourist place where other people from Europe will be. So So if you go to Tenerife, for example, where there are very low rates of infection, you will now be travelling there with people from the United Kingdom, with people from Sweden, with people from other places. So it's very hard to know what's going to happen when you go on holidays. It's very hard to social distance when you go on holidays, even though we will all have to continue to take those things very, very seriously going forward. And that's the thing we can control. We can control the physical distancing. We control the cough etiquette and the mask wearing. That people can control. And we can decide, and I would agree with Tony Holland, to try and, if at all possible, holiday in Ireland this year and try and support our local industry. Because I think, to be fair, a large amount of the money in tourism comes from abroad, but a lot of those people won't be travelling with or without the quarantine restrictions.
Can I ask you about the opening of the schools, Catherine? A lot of discussion about that today, the social distancing being reduced to 1 metre in primary schools for kids in third class and up, and just pods then for kids below that age, and then in secondary schools as well, similar sort of restrictions. But lots of teachers saying it just won't be possible. Would you have any concerns about the children going back to school in September under those guidelines?
Again, as I've said before, I'm not a public health expert, but I can entirely understand how education is really important and how socialisation is really important. And I think we should make every effort to make children go back to school as safely as possible and monitor it and see how it goes. And, you know, there will be, as we move forward in this, there will be an increase in cases because there will be an increased movement of people and the virus moves with people. At the moment, we have very low rates of viral transmission in the country, thanks to the work of the entire population. But there is no doubt we will see an increase in cases. But I do think it's important for us to go back to education, to try and do it as safely as possible, and to monitor it with our testing and tracing, and then to proceed and see what actually happens. We can't really predict the future, but we can't keep the children out of school for the rest of their lives.
Mm. We saw in news this morning that 20 members of one family have tested positive for the virus after a gathering to mark the 1 month anniversary of a relative who'd actually died from COVID-19. How concerned are you about case rises and local spikes in cases and the ability of intensive care units to prepare for that now to happen?
Well, we've always known that, you know, once we locked down, we were going to actually see the clusters within homes. So I think it's important if families are meeting for such important occasions that they still try and maintain the social distancing rule if they're not members of the same household. So if you're coming together for a memorial like that or for a celebration, try and ensure that you do it in as big a space as possible and to try and maintain the public health advice in every phase of your life. The only people that you can essentially be totally safe with and aware are the people you actually live with. And if you're meeting together as a large extended family to commemorate or to celebrate something, I think you should try and organise it so that you can do it in as safe a way as possible. We will see an increase in cases. The ICUs currently have very few cases, thankfully, in their intensive care units at the moment. But we have no doubt that we'll see an increase in cases as the winter goes forward. But we will continue to plan for that surge and hope the IHSE are planning to for the winter ahead.
All right, Dr. Catherine Motherway, intensive care specialist in Limerick University Hospital. Thank you very much for joining us.